this beautiful Govardhan Retreat Center, just next to the most powerful sacred place here in Vrindavan and on the planet Earth. I am very, very delighted to see our Malikamala and Yogamaya after, I think, only 2 months or so, no? Yes.
Я очень рад снова встретиться с Малькамалой и Йогамайей. Мне кажется, мы в прошлый раз встречались где-то 2 месяца назад.
And I'm also very delighted to see all of you.
Я тоже очень рад видеть вас всех.
I would like to explain something about this holy place, Vrindavan. And but before I do so, I would request you to chant one mantra with me. The words are Om, Namo, Bhagavate, Vasudevaya. So I request you to sit straight. Krishna, do you have your throat? Since man can remember his changing history on this planet Earth, there have been holy places which he has gone to in order to obtain clarity about his existence. In Japan, pilgrims go to the sacred mountain Fujiyama. In Tibet, they surround with prayer wheels mountain Kailash. In Germany, I know of the Externsteine, where prehistoric man has made a pilgrimage to find during the summer solstice when the sun fell in a certain angle between two rocks answers to his questions.
И преисторические люди, жившие в Германии, у них тоже было место, куда они обращались, и в определенный период года солнце, оно входило в такое положение между двумя большими камнями, и они приходили туда, чтобы получить ответы на какие-то вопросы.
And in Russia, oh, we have so many sacred places. I was reading in my youth Leo Tolstoy and found out that just before his death, he wanted to go on pilgrimage. Physically, he could not reach his destination. He died in a train station. But we hope that spiritually he went on to find his goal. Why do people go to these sacred places? It is because these places are linked to that reality which the soul wishes to find and be connected. My spiritual master compared these holy places to embassies of the spiritual world. In the embassy you can get a passport, sorry, a visa to go. Yes, in the past I have visited the Russian embassies in Berlin frequently and went, and they gave me a visa and I could go. In sacred spaces or sacred places you can get a qualification and entry into the spiritual world. Here you can get your visa to the kingdom of God, Hare Krishna. That's not a small thing. How does the Vedic tradition describe the spiritual reality? They describe it as an absolutely joyful place, where every step is a dance. Where you constantly hear the divine sound of God, his flute music. And the holy places in which are connected to that Vedic kingdom of God are also places where a festival takes place every day. In Stockholm, my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, was asked, how would you describe the spiritual world? And he answered, it's a place where every day there is a festival. No work. No boring university. Because there's nothing to attain. You have attained everything. In the spiritual world, there are three qualities. They are the qualities of the Supreme Lord and also the quality of you. Sat means eternity. No death. No passage of time. Eternal, colorful, variegated being. cheat. It is full of knowledge. No need to read a book and then. And it's Ananda, full of bliss. The Lord has these qualities. The spiritual land, the spiritual kingdom of the Lord has these qualities. And you, in your liberated state, also are full of, you are eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. So it is only natural that in the embassy, in the holy place here in this world, the same festivals are celebrated. If I visit the Japanese embassy, they have the same festivals as in Japan. So at this moment here in Vrindavan, the whole district or the whole area, it's a many, many miles long, celebrates the festival of Holi, the festival of colors. And I have heard from your Vrindavan guide, who will later take over, Krishna Murari, that there is a strong chance that you will celebrate this festival today. The idea is spiritual life is joyful. The kingdom of God is not a place of misery and guilt and shame. It is not a place of endeavor for like anything. It's a place of bliss and knowledge. And on every step you dance there out of love. Wow! Have you ever danced out of love? Do you know what is love? I think some experience we have. Yes, and every day is a festival. I would like to say these holy places are invested with sacred power. Remember the example of the embassy. Inside, you have the same rules and laws of the country which they represent. Yeah. Now comes a very important point. You may say, I'm here in Vrindavan, I don't notice it to be a place of eternal knowledge and bliss. I was cheated by a rickshaw driver for a few rupees. I needed to argue with a person who sold me my cloth, my dress. The canalization system is poor. And mafia gangs of monkeys seem to terrorize the rooftops. They stole my only second shirt.
И они уже украли мою вторую единственную футболку.
So, where is the experience of bliss? You must know, to answer this question, that Vrindavan has three levels, three distinct levels. One is the visible level, or the level you can experience with your senses. The second is the energetic level, where you can feel in your heart the energy of the place. And the third is the spiritual level, where you can meet Krishna face to face and see his arrangements. Let me give you a very clear analogy. Please look at me. What do you see? Are you sure that you see my that you see me? What is sitting on this chair and slowly developing gray hair is not me. It's only my body. I am inside. And I'm looking with great pleasure out of the windows of my eyes at you. I'm like a person who stays in a house. I'm not the house. And I look through the windows. Oh, here is an interesting face from Kazakhstan coming. Oh, here is an interesting face from Mongolia coming. Oh, he looks like a German. So I'm looking out of my body through the windows of my eyes, but I am not that body. I'm thinking inside. Many thoughts. It's my energy. And I have many. Ah, so much vitality I feel at the moment. Because I ate some very, very harasho prasada. You don't see my energy. Some of you might feel it. But neither am I my body nor my energy. I'm a soul inside. A part of God. And so is every single one of you. And even the mosquitoes. Kamani?
Kamari.
Kamari, yes. Kamaris, yes. There's a body, some energy, and the life force, the soul. In Vrindavan, you have the same phenomena. It's a living place. It's not just matter. The water is not just water. The mountains are not just mountains. The trees are not just flora. Inside is a sacred energy. And ultimately, it is said, Vrindavan, in its deepest, deepest level, is identical with Krishna. There are descriptions that say how the river Jamuna is the spine of the Lord. And in this way, a full description is given. And this land, even if you don't recognize it and think it's just a normal geographical land like Germany or England or you know Bavaria or Wales.
И даже если находясь тут, вы не признаете и не отличаете, что это, и вы думаете, это такое же простое место, как Англия, Бавария или другие места.
It is said this sacred place gives to everyone just the present thing and the insight they need to have.
И даже если вы думаете, что это обычное место, как любое другое место, говорится, что святое место даст каждому тот дар, который ему или ей нужен.
I like to tell you a story, and then I want to give you three very powerful practices that will help you to uncover and discover this ultimate sacred dimension of Vrindavan.
Я хочу вам рассказать одну историю и дать три могущественные практики, которые помогут вам раскрыть вот эту духовную составляющую Вриндавана.
There was once a very licentious person. He was an actor, but his brother was a saint.
И был как-то один такой выдающийся человек, он был актером, и его брат, он был святым.
This person became known as actor did not want to accept anything as spiritual advices from his brother. He had bad habits. He drank alcohol, smoked hashish. And more than anything, after the dramatic performances, he would approach ladies, and because he was so charismatic, he would have affairs with many ladies. I don't know how many children he set into this world. So once his theater troupe arrived in Vrindavan and they had the theater performance. The next day, in the afternoon, he went for a stroll in the village where the performance had taken place. And he came past a well where ladies were fetching water for the household. And for one lady, the breeze lifted her clothes a little, and he saw the parts of her beauty. And like he had done many times, he decided, I must have a romantic relationship with this lady. Black hair, very shiny hair, There were many rings on his finger. He was dressed in a glittering silk. And his eyes were surrounded with a black ointment called kajal. He looked even better than Michael Jackson. Yes, you know? When his eyes fell on that lady who was getting water, that lady felt an unpleasant burning. She looked up. There was this lusty person looking at her. She told her friends, I have to leave here. And she quickly walked. She walked, actually, this happened in Nandagram. It's a village. Will you see Nandagram, Malika Mal? Not this time, yeah. It's a village where Krishna Murari was born. And she went to her husband and told him, there's this person, he's after me. The husband said that maybe he will become better by the influence of this holy place. But he didn't become better. He stayed in Nandagram. And every day he came to the house of this beautiful lady. And he said, I have become a monk, don't fear me any longer. But she could see that glow in the eye. Every day he came and asked for some bhiksha, some food. He gave up his theater group. And he stayed in Nandagram with one idea. When I meet her alone, she will have to fulfill my desire. It became so bad that finally the husband said, "Just let us just leave overnight." So they went and they headed for a place on the other side of the Yamuna River. Their guru lived there. But as they were coming to the river, they looked back. And there was this impossible person following them. Leave my wife alone, said the man. But because he lived a spiritual life, he would not go further than just telling the man to get lost. So he told all the boatsmen there, no one of you ferry him across. He has a bad character. I give you the money which he would give you for his passage. And the couple went with one boatman across. This man went and wanted to buy another, wanted to have passage with another boat. But the boatman said, no passage for you. We don't work any longer. Better you go the other direction. So it's described how the couple went to the guru. A very exalted guru. And after discussing with them about spiritual matters and perhaps the desire to live close to him, the guru invited them to take a meal. When they came to the dining arena, they saw not two plates, they saw three plates. Oh Guru Maharaj, they asked, will you eat together with us? No, thank you, I have eaten already. Then for whom is the third plate? The Guru said, just look out of the window, he's just arriving. And dripping wet, with dripping cloth, they saw this impossible person, this actor. But Guru Maharaj, he is a sinner. He's after my wife with bad intentions. How can you invite him to eat with my wife and myself on the same table? You will see. So then they looked again out of the window. And they saw, when they saw something very different in the man. He was walking with folded hands. He cried as if he was regretting his previous life. And sometimes he sang, Hey Govinda, Hey Gopal, Hey Govinda, Hey Gopal, Kesava Madhava Dinataya. First line, everyone. Hey Govinda, Hey Gopal, Keshava Madhava Dinadaya. A changed person. It was as if ordinary iron had turned into gold by the touch of a touchstone. A different character, a different outlook to life, and most important, perhaps, a total changed behavior. How has this happened? The husband and the wife looked at the guru and said, by what force has this sinner changed. And the wise guru answered. He was swimming through the sacred river. And that water has not only touched his skin, it has touched and transformed his soul and heart. So, Miss Lite, what do you think? Amazing, no? This can happen to all of us by the power of the sacred land. There are, however, things you need to know so that this power becomes unleashed. Look at this machine.
Посмотрите на этот
аппарат. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. It can sing in 15 different tones.
Эта машина может играть в 15 разных тональностях.
But I need to know how I can awaken this power.
Но мне надо знать, как это звучание пробуждать.
When I press here, it doesn't work. Here also not. Here also not. But I have to press here. That's an A sharp. If Tchaikovsky would have had this machine, it would have been much easier for him to compose things. But I need to know how to operate it and bring it alive. Then I can utilize the amazing Shakti that is sleeping and the amazing tonalities that are sleeping within. Similarly, there are three powerful practices. If you learn to practice them here, the amazing energy of this holy place will reveal himself. And even more than that, beyond the energy, you will meet the personality of Godhead here. Would you like to know these three practices? Why? Perhaps to apply them. These are three rules of the pilgrim. Listen carefully now. Even if you forget many things which I tried to say, this is nice to remember. You might even like to make a note on your mobile distraction machine. It will become your mobile concentration machine. Russia, is that all right? Yeah? First rule. While you are here, search for the Lord. search for Krishna.
Ищите Кришну.
This is done by when you are here by visiting temples.
И как это, когда это делается, когда вы посещаете храм?
Praying perhaps at the altar.
Может быть, вы молитесь около алтаря?
In personal interactions, you know, with Malikamala, Yogamaya, and even amongst yourself, try to ask these questions where the answers bring you closer to the Lord. Search for Krishna by perhaps doing some service. No, that comes later. In sacred texts. In lectures. Where is Krishna? This should be your question. Second rule. Whatever happens here to you, don't complain. Try to see in what happens to you an arrangement of the Lord.
Старайтесь увидеть во всем, что с вами тут происходит, это как устройство Господа для вас.
I had this morning a very pleasant experience of that. I must admit to you, since about 10 years, I am lamenting. My very good shoulder bag where I have my books and my cartels became old and I had to throw it away.
Моя такая сумка, которую я ношу, удобная, где я ношу свои книги, кратала, она уже так состарилась, что мне пришлось ее выбросить.
I wanted to have since 10 years my monk shoulder bag.
И это была моя монашеская плечевая сумка. 10 лет со мной.
You know, you could go and have everything inside.
И в ней там все помещалось.
Everything, books,
книги,
glasses.
Очки.
It was just the right side.
Ideal,
yes. And I was just going up the stairs. And then I heard someone calling behind me, Maharaj, please wait, I have a gift for you. I didn't want to wait. I had to very quickly make a phone call from my room. But then the man came up to me and gave me two identical Ideal Nost shoulder bag.
И этот человек он меня догнал и он мне дал две идеальные вот такие наплечные сумки, идентичные тоже.
I was going like, what?
И я сказал, чего?
They were from the exact place.
Они были точно с того же места, откуда та сумка.
The exact size and everything.
Тот же размер, все вот тютелька в тютельку.
Even a Buddhistic symbol of power was on there. And I thought, well, what's the lesson here? And I understood. In the scripture it is said, this is a place where desires become fulfilled. And I had a very foolish desire. I can get everything. Why was I so fixed on a shoulder bag? I should choose my desires. I should be a little bit more attentive to the real important things in life here. That was the teaching behind this foolish shoulder bag. It was a teaching for me. Yeah. Concentrate on the essence, Acinanda Swami. And shoulder bigs, this is also all right. This but I was thinking for 10 years, every day, for at least 10 minutes on the need to have a shoulder bag, this shoulder bag. I'm exaggerating a little bit, it was not that bad.
Yeah.
Some people, it may happen that the monkey steals their glasses. And try to ask, what is behind this? Maybe you need to change your vision and your perspective. Maybe you need to move on. And look through other eyes. My dear everyone, the second rule for the pilgrim is try to see the arrangement or behind what happens. Don't complain about what happened. It may be the greatest gift for you, which you can see when you look a second time.
Может быть, если вы не жалуетесь, и, возможно, таким образом вам откроется тот дар, если вы взглянете на эту ситуацию иначе, откроется дар, который в этой ситуации есть.
Third rule of the pilgrim.
И третье правило.
Try to do something not to please you.
Старайтесь сделать что-то, что не для собственного удовлетворения.
To please the Lord. Or serve each other so that the other person can make a good experience. This will help you to move away from the false ego. So, summary. This is in this holy place you will find many festivals, and when you because the spiritual world is a place where every day is a festival. It's a joyful place here. Be joyful. Give away, lose your melancholic mind. Yes. Yes. Why is this so? Because it's an embassy, so to say, a representative of the spiritual world. Perhaps on the first level you see one thing, ordinary place. But if you are willing to not react, you can feel that a tremendous spiritual energy, and perhaps even meet Krishna on the seat of your heart.
Но если вы не будете сразу реагировать, возможно, вы ощутите тут могущественное духовное место, и, возможно, даже увидите Кришну, который восседает на троне вашего сердца.
Remember the impossible man who was changed by contact with the sacred river.
Запомните, вспомните вот этого невозможного мужчину, который полностью трансформировался.
You can similarly experience a wonderful transformation that no psychoanalysis analysis and therapy can give you.
И вы тоже можете пережить удивительную трансформацию, которую ни один психоанализ, терапия вам не сможет дать.
Just by contact.
Просто от взаимодействия с этим местом.
And by being open to what Vrindavan gives you.
И будучи открытым тому, что Вриндаван может вам дать.
There are three rules for you.
И три правила для вас.
Yes, the first rule is to search for God here.
Первое – это ищите Господа тут.
The second is to see things that happen, to look behind and see the arrangement.
И за все, что с вами происходит, смотреть глубже и смотреть, как это было, для чего это было устроено для вас.
And the second rule is to leave the circle of the ego and try something to please the Lord and the devotees.
И третье правило: выйдите за пределы ложного эго и постарайтесь служить Господу и преданным вокруг вас.
I will end this program now.
Сейчас я закончу эту программу.
What do you think? Is it would you like to ask a question here?
Вы хотите, может быть, задать вопрос?
Could you understand my Russian? Yoga Maya is a wonderful translator, so I just wanted to joke. Could you understand the point? Points? Da, good. Krishna. Yes, Mali Kamala.
Спасибо большое, Гурушчан Махарадж. Очень хотелось бы, чтобы вы немножко рассказали об этом чудесном месяце, когда празднуется фестиваль Холи. И сказали, что святое место посольства обладает такими же ценностями, такими же событиями, как и в самой стране. Вот, скажите, пожалуйста, какое настроение мы должны иметь за счет месяца,
чтобы мы могли связаться с этим праздником, и мы могли бы немножко сказать о нем. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you very much. During this month, the Festival of Colors is celebrated. Most probably you all have seen films or photos of people throwing colors and on each other and sprinkling each other with colored water.
Я думаю, вы наверняка уже сталкивались либо с видео, либо с фотографиями, где люди друг друга бросаются красками или брызгают на друг друга такой красочной водой.
Yes, have you heard? Have you seen? Yes. In documentaries, perhaps.
Yeah.
What people do not always understand is that this throwing of colors has a deep spiritual significance.
То, что вот люди часто не понимают, что вот это бросание красок, оно имеет очень глубокое духовное значение.
It's a festival of love.
Это фестиваль любви.
Where loving exchanges take place.
Где любовные взаимообмены происходят.
When one color is thrown, that means certain loving expression.
Когда бросают определенный цвет, это значит определенная эмоция передается.
When another color is thrown, it means I love you like a beloved.
Когда другой какой-то цвет бросается, это значит я люблю тебя как возлюбленный.
When some other color is thrown is I'm not agreeing with you. There are sometimes flower bombs, you know, the color bombs. They are little luck, and then when they hit.
Иногда есть такие красочные бомбочки, когда их бросают, и они взрываются, как разрываются на нас.
So it looks like color throwing, but it's the language of love.
Это выглядит как просто бросание красками, но на самом деле это язык любви.
Oh, there is, and also this festival in this world has a very special significance.
И также этот фестиваль тут на земле имеет особое значение.
You have perhaps heard in traditional Indian societies, women are subjected to the men, you know.
И вы, наверное, слышали, что в этой культуре индийской, что женщины, они, ну, как бы, подчиняются мужчине.
When Holi comes, the women take sticks and beat the men.
Но во время фестиваля Холи женщины все берут палки и они дубасят мужчин.
And the men have little shields by which they protect, but they do not, they cannot counter-attack.
Но а мужчины у них есть такой как щиток, они на головах держат, но правило такое, что они не могут как бы контратаку проводить, не могут отвечать.
And this is such a special land. I heard, if maybe the woman once with a stick hits the little finger.
Я слышала такие вещи, например, если женщина случайно там по мизинцу попадает.
And the finger breaks.
Даже мизинец ломается.
This is not the intention, by the way.
Но это не намерение.
No one wants to break bones in this festival.
Во время фестиваля никто не намерен не ломает никому кости.
But if it happens, you just take a little dust from where this happened, rub it on the finger and healed.
И я такие чудесные истории слышал, что если случайно во время фестиваля попадают по мизинце и его ломают, то если в том же месте взять песок с земли, потереть и дунуть, то оно моментально вылечивается.
The idea is the spiritual energy is here during these festivals.
И идея в том, что проявляется духовная энергия во время фестиваля, она тут проявлена.
Хорошо? I'm sorry, I only know one word. Хорошо?
Извините, это только одно слово. Хорошо.
Идеальность?
Реальность.
Yeah.
Камар.
And also Papagai and Odlishno. little. Yes, here. They? Or you? Yeah? Hare Krishna. What is your name, please?
Вас зовут?
Меня зовут Антон.
Антон. Oh yeah.
Я из России.
I'm from Russia.
Wonderful.
Мы когда ехали в паломничество, за 2 месяца до этого я начал готовить вопросы.
Oh really?
И вот вы сейчас про любовь говорите, но есть один вопрос про любовь. Можно я вам задам?
Yes, yes.
Мне очень часто, я когда знакомлюсь с девушками, мне вот прям все нравятся. Одна нравится,
мне
такие нравятся,
другая,
потому что и вот как только мне нужно в эту емуну переплыть, да, я почему-то вот раз и нет, да.
When I need to cross this Yamuna River, I back up. But I understand that thanks to the girl, I could become much better.
So when he sees the Yamuna River, he does not want to.
He backs up.
Yeah. But he understands that
the girl will make him better if he goes, does that.
Yeah.
Вопрос.
So the question
is, или это у меня разум так говорит, это не та, да, подожди.
So my question is it just I'm afraid, or it's just my intelligence is saying, no, wait more, find someone else maybe.
I think it is natural that we are a little hesitant. Thank you, Anton. Odlishno question. All the girls are laughing. My dear everyone, it is natural that we are shying back from something that could change us entirely.
И, дорогие все, это очень естественно, что мы, ну, как бы опасаемся того, что может нас полностью изменить.
Because we just don't know how it will be when we are totally changed.
Потому что мы не понимаем, мы не знаем, как это будет, когда мы полностью изменимся.
Will I perhaps lack anything?
Может быть, мне чего-то будет не хватать?
Anton, when I met the devotees, I was very attracted, but very afraid of them. I thought, if I come too close, I might change. What about my frisura? And so many other things. But there is one thing which helps us to lose that fear of change. We need to get more information about the spiritual reality so that we want to come there.
Нам нужно получить больше информации, знания духовной реальности, чтобы нам хотелось туда перейти.
There's a traditional story.
Есть одна традиционная история.
Some of these wisdom stories are quite confrontational.
И некоторые из этих вот таких историй мудрых, они иногда, ну, вызывают такую конфронтацию.
Do you give me the permission to tell this wisdom story?
Можно ли я расскажу вот такую вот вызывающую вопрос историю?
Good. There was once a worm who lived in the stool. No, don't laugh before you have heard the entire story. So, a beautiful butterfly came one day and said, I know a place, a rose garden. Would you like to come with me? Yeah, but how will I go there? Asked the worm. No, I just take you and fly and bring you to the rose garden. I've done this many times. The worm said, okay, when do we go? Tomorrow. So the next morning the butterfly came and took the worm. Flew, it was only 20 minutes. And they landed in the most beautifully smelling rose garden. With nourishing pollen. So the butterfly said, how do you like this place? There is food. It smells very good. It's very healthy. So the worm was smelling, but he said, I don't smell a difference. The butterfly didn't know what to say. And he looked a little and he saw the nostrils of the worm. They were full of excrement. Why did you take this with you? I was afraid there was would be nothing to eat in the rose garden. I took my personal private proviant. And the only way to transport it was here. You need treatment, said the butterfly. And he brought him to the river and he shook him until everything was free and the worm ate the nourishing pollen from the flowers. We are all a little like this, says the wisdom story. When we hear of a place and a culture that is so different, we are afraid. I needed 2 years to overcome this fear. But now I know. This is so much superior, the spiritual life. So we all take our, in the story, the worm took something with him which hampered him to experience the new reality. What we human beings do is we take our concepts with us. And therefore, we can't really experience sometimes the spiritual reality. But Anton, don't worry. You are in Vrindavan. And it will work on you. I think it has already worked on you. And I think you know it. Don't you? What a good question. Put in a humorous way. But made a very deep point. We all need to give up what Rumi said so nicely. Don't look for love. Look for the walls that you have built against love and bring them down.
Руми сказала очень удивительную фразу. Он сказал: не ищи любовь, а ищите те стены, которые вы воздвинули, чтобы любовь не могла продвинуть. Ищите способ убивать эти стены.
My dear everyone.
Дорогие все.
With your permission, I will continue and go to the next lecture.
С вашего позволения я закончу и отправлюсь у меня в следующую лекцию.
I will leave you to Krishna Murari Goswami.
Я передаю вас в руки Кришна Мурари Госвами.
He is a priest from Nandagram.
Он служащий из храма в Нандаграме.
And one of the 3 managers of this retreat center.
И он также один из 3 главных руководителей этого ретрит-центра.
And he is very close to my heart and the heart of Gaur Krishna and to Malikamala. So I think he will guide us in the festival which we do. Can I tell you what I have what is in my mind at this moment? In September, I will go to Kazakhstan. Almaty, or what is it called? Almaty, the capital town?
Almaty.
Almaty, I will go?
Almaty.
And perhaps some other places. So if we have an opportunity to meet again, I was thinking to bring my very, very good multidimensional presentation there and show it. It's called devotion. Oh, very good. So, may I go now, Malika Mala?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Hari Bol.
We will start with the festival march.
Yeah.
But we request you to first offer some flowers to Giriraj, and that's how we begin. And